The rights and wrongs of lobbying.
When was the last time you did a bit of lobbying? We all lobby at some point in our lives. Persuading a work subordinate to do something. Convincing a friend to go along with an idea of yours. Talking a partner into buying something. Lobbying is all about trying to get people to do the things that you want them to do through the careful construction of logical arguments. But when lobbying involves big business, it's seen as controversial.
Lobbyists are people who try to influence the government. They're often employed by large corporations to push through legislation that will benefit those businesses. For example, in the UK, the Campaign for High Speed Rail is a lobbying group that's trying to convince the government to build a new high-speed train line, known as HS2, from London to Manchester. And the Heathrow Hub wants to convince the government to build another runway at Heathrow Airport.
One of the most effective lobbying groups in the US is the NRA, the National Rifle Association. After several gun attacks in schools, many people were keen to reform the gun laws. In particular, they wanted to introduce universal background checks for firearm sales. But clever lobbying by groups such as the NRA made the case that new limits on firearms weren't the proper response to school shootings, and they managed to defeat the proposal. So, how does lobbying work? Lobbyists have several tricks up their sleeves. Here are three of them.
Wining and dining. Lobbyists spend a lot of their time wining and dining elected officials or members of government. However, there are other ways to get government ministers to listen to proposals, such as offering them free tickets to concerts, inviting them to sports events, or giving them freebies, such as food, clothing, bottles of wine, or holidays. Sometimes lobbyists make donations to political parties so they can get invited to dinners, lunches and receptions where they can chat with decision makers. Does that sound like corruption? Some say it is.
Spinning. Lobbyists will try hard to push the conversation onto their own topics of interest. For example, lobbyists for the high-speed train line in the UK come up against environmentalists who are against the proposal. So, they've reframed the debate to make it about jobs and economic growth. And Heathrow Hub argues that Heathrow Airport expansion is essential for the UK's future prosperity.
Backing. Corporations are one of the least credible sources of information for the public, so lobbyists will always try to get some independent backing for their proposals. For example, British American Tobacco is fighting against plain packaging on cigarette packets. They currently fund the Common Sense Alliance, which is fronted by two ex-policemen. And Heathrow Hub is led by a retired economist and an ex-pilot.
Of course, not all lobbying is bad. Former President John F. Kennedy described lobbyists as expert technicians, capable of examining complex and difficult subjects in a clear, understandable fashion. However, many see lobbying as an example of the way that powerful organisations can influence government for their own benefit. Special interest groups often wield an influence that is greatly out of proportion to their representation in the general population, said the late US Senator Robert C. Byrd of West Virginia.
How active are the lobbyists in your country?